These freestanding sculptures, or more specifically assemblages, rely heavily on the balance of old, found materials. Using only nails and screws to retrieve and reimagine what I've scavenged from the various dumps and streets of Lewiston Auburn, I have tried to bring back what was destroyed and thrown away. I was inspired to do this type of work when I saw the wreckage of a burned-down house. Using the ash-covered wood, copper piping, wallpaper, and the occasional brick, I tried to make work simply, as if the pieces fell out of the sky and into these strange but well-composed formations. Since working three-dimensionally is quite new to me, my hopes for this project have been simple. I want the sculptures to stand in an unorthodox way, to make dramatic negative and positive spaces, to be visually interesting in the round, and to invite the audience to think about the meanings of and possible purposes for trash, ruin, and wreckage. Honestly, this isn't work I ever thought that I would do. Originally, I wanted to paint portraits, and in a surprising turn of events, I'm now using a hammer instead of a brush. I have had to begin to educate myself on abstract sculpture, and I found it helpful to look at artists including Robert Rauschenberg, Anselm Kiefer, Eva Hesse, and Pablo Picasso.